Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a hard time. We had a hard time together. Together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. If you're not feeling uncomfortable and curious right now, you aren't paying attention. I mentioned at the end of last week's show that I'm working on a social justice series. If you know someone whose voice needs amplifying, or if you have a message to share, please reach out to me at casuallybaked.com or through one of my social channels. I'm at Casually Baked on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We're currently living in a real-life soap opera, and frankly, I'm on the edge of my seat. 6 months into 2020, and we've experienced enough drama and trauma to last a lifetime. But just like those late-night infomercials explain, wait, there's more. Hold on to your joints, folks, because it's an election year, and it's going to get uglier before it gets better. That's the disgusting nature of politics in this country and, well, hell, around the world. And the worst part is that the goal is to divide us, to cause a feeling of separateness from the whole. And for a girl with abandonment issues, it breaks my heart. I've been on my road trip for over 3 weeks now, visiting friends and family. And at every stop, I'm having a lot of really uncomfortable conversations with people I love. About human trafficking, modern-day slavery, systemic racial injustice, and what we need to do as individuals to create the conditions to usher in anti-racist policies that create true equality where no group is favored and people of color can thrive. And I'm having uncomfortable dialogue around the mainstream media's role in all of this and how truth and fiction are getting harder and harder to discern. One of the more difficult things in any relationship is finding yourself on opposite sides of an issue. During the 3 years I spent writing for the international matchmaking firm, I saw the polarizing power of politics on love and connection. But I also witnessed the power of compassion and communication to bridge that gap. I find that cannabis is a great tool for creating space for meaningful dialogue. Not only because it frees the mind, but also because it deepens our connection with our bodies. When consciously using cannabis, you more easily feel your feelings. My sister Crystal has been my consciousness coach for over a decade. She's the first person that told me it's okay to feel my feelings, to not judge them, but to witness them like a curious observer. To explore the physical sensations in my body and let them inform me without getting attached. By feeling my feelings and being an active observer, I have the power to raise my vibration. I invite you to settle in for this emotional but empowering session with my blood and soul sister. It's time to get casually baked.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind.
Hello, sister.
Hi, sissy.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I'm glad to be looking you directly in the eye for so many reasons right now.
I feel the same way.
Wow. You know, I've checked in with my landlord in downtown Oakland and just seeing how my neighborhood and my neighbors are doing, and there's a lot going on right now, and you and I have been dealing with a lot of emotions that are really dark and heavy.
Yes.
And I've been sitting on this letter from one of my listeners because I knew I needed you to do this episode with me, and I just think that the timing of it right now, you know, this is about cannabis.
Yeah.
But it sure does branch out way beyond that, out into this bubble that we all share, whether we
think we do or not. And, yeah. you know, we're all players in something. And I think so many of us, me included, don't even know how to approach what's happening.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for you to be here with me and to weigh in. And, you know, yesterday, one of my best girlfriends reached out and is just like, I'm afraid. Shit's weird. I don't know what to do. And I just need to hear your voice. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you actually need to hear mine and my sister's voice. And I was really grateful to have you here, to put you on speakerphone and for all of us to hear, you know, what you said. And so I'm grateful that we're going to get to answer Lisa's question today, but then also address a little bit of a larger issue that we're all facing right now.
Yes.
So Lisa wrote to me, "Hi, Joe. Oh my gosh, I love you, girl. I feel like I found my soul sister in you. I resonate with it all, the cannabis for wellness lifestyle. I am living it as well here in Texas, even though we aren't legal yet. It doesn't stop me. Cannabis has been a life-saving instrument in my life. A little bit of my story. I'm a 52-year-old mother and grandmother. I watch my granddaughter full-time while my daughter and son-in-law work. It's the most amazing job I've ever had. I began using cannabis regularly in 2010. I didn't always use it respectfully. I just enjoyed being high. Now I microdose and I'm loving it even more. Jump ahead to 2017 when my mom got sick. She left this earth in 2018 and my dad transitioned in 2019. So it's been a really rough emotional 3 years. That's when I had a spiritual awakening of sorts and dove into everything spiritual because I wanted to know where my mom was. I read every book I could get my hands on and listened to podcasts. I started meditating, using crystals, being mindful, etc. I've changed my life completely, and cannabis has been a huge part of that. It raises my awareness, it helps me meditate, it helps with my anxiety and stress, and it helps me sleep. It's helped me be more patient with my granddaughter. It's just an effing miracle plant. So my question, or not really question, but I guess I just want to know what you think or what you know on the subject of cannabis and how it affects a human soul's vibration. I've heard that it lowers a person's vibration, but I just can't make myself believe that when it raises my awareness. I don't know. What are your views? Keep up the great podcast. I'm still listening to 2019, but I'm catching up. And yes, I'm definitely casually baked in Texas. Peace and love, Lisa."
Yay.
I know. It's good. It's so good. Yes. And she touches on so many wonderful things.
Yes. First of all, thank you, Lisa. Thank you for being here and waking up and caring and being open to a much larger reality than we're shown and realize, recognize on a regular basis. I feel 100% cannabis is medicine. Mama Cannabis loves us so much and is that soother that you want your mother to be in so many situations. And when I hear people be concerned, in which you're asking not in a concerned way, but just like, I can't believe that cannabis would lower your vibration. That is an individual thing. Who are you as a human being? Where are you emotionally? It's not going to lower your vibration.
Well, I always think that it amplifies wherever I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're conscious, and this is what, you know, whether you're using cannabis consciously, which means that you're acknowledging and investigating the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that come up for you while you're doing it, it's always soothing you. It's going to make you feel better. The moment that you recognize the importance and the value in it, and that it allows you to look at things in a more level-headed way, then that changes everything. It truly changes everything. So you're absolutely right, Lisa. I don't believe at all that cannabis lowers our vibration. I think that people who have a problem with it have their own problems. They have their own issues. That they need to investigate, that they need to either have experience with the plant or just lay off of, because it's not, if it's not for you, that's okay. Nobody's forcing it on you, but don't try to legislate someone else's life and decide what is right or wrong for someone else. And I feel like that's such a big issue that we're dealing with right now and the way that things are coming out and the way that things are being handled, we all have to really feel through what is coming up for us emotionally, physically, because like Joanna said earlier, yesterday was a tough day. I mean, it was just a tough day waking up and hearing about all the crazy things that we're hearing about having gone on. And our first reaction is, I've got to do something. Like, somebody's got to do something. And my response to myself, because that's always my first response, I've got to do something, is like, you need to calm down. You need to slow down. You need to relax. You need to breathe. You need to wrap your arms around each other, around yourself, and say, oh my God, bless my heart. This is intense. This is upsetting. Like, the idea that something like that could happen upsets me. The knowledge that it does, and it has, is 10 times worse. I mean, it's just, bless us. We're humans. We're lovers. We care. And there are a group of folks out there that don't have the same sensibilities and values. And, you know, we don't know what happened to them. We don't know what they've been through in their lives. We don't understand how they got to where they got. But what we can do is always soothe ourselves, relax, take a nice breath. Bless my heart. This is intense. This is upsetting. But finding our peace amongst this chaos is how we begin to decide and realize where we need to move forward and what our next step needs to be. Because if you take action from a place of upset or anger or frustration, you are literally ensuring yourself having to deal with upset, anger, and frustration down the road. If you stop and say, okay, I'm feeling super intense about this right now. It's in my heart. It's in my stomach. It's in my throat. Like, where am I feeling this physically? And I'm so angry at blank. It doesn't even matter who you're angry at. What matters is you're feeling anger and you're feeling it in your chest.
And it's
chest.
That vibration.
It's the vibration of anger. And so we're just allowing ourselves to physically experience what that emotion has brought up for us. Oftentimes it brings up old stories like this happened there and then it happened again then and then it happened and then it happened, and which just perpetuates that. So if you can just realize what it is, take your little brain, set it aside, give it a pat. I'll think about that in just a minute. But right now I'm going to honor my physical body and myself and my experiences and the life that I have led that has brought me to where I am now, and this deep-seated upset and physical sensation of that that I'm dealing with in my body right now. Because when you can allow yourself to do that, then things open up. Then you begin to realize that there's better things that's happening, that there are people helping, that maybe the situation isn't exactly as we're being shown. Maybe something else is going on. And
for every bad thing that I see or hear or am shown, is presented to me, I know there are just as many yes. wonderful things happening, but that gets drowned out.
Yes.
And for me, needing to seek out the goodness, seek out those communities that are supporting each other.
Yes.
You know, that are like, you are not going to loot this building. This is our community.
Yes.
These business owners are our neighbors. And,
yes.
you know, I really had to go look for that stuff because I
yeah.
felt terrible. I still feel terrible.
I know. And that's really where we have to make the decision. Like, what are you showing me? I have told my son, Quentin, for as long as I can remember, if someone is scaring you, they are manipulating you. And so it is abundantly clear to me when I am watching anything. If they are frightening me, if they are scaring me, if they are pointing to the future negatively, I turn that shit off. They are not telling you the truth. If you don't understand that you have a hand in your reality, then let's talk. Because you are creating your reality with your focus, your thoughts, your intentions, and the way that you move forward, how you feel while you take action is what you're creating. So if you go bust a window with the brick while you're angry, you are literally creating the next situation that you have to deal with something in anger. And if we just stop and allow ourselves to feel that anger and bless our own hearts for all the times that this has come up that we didn't know how to deal with it, that we weren't taught how to deal with it, because a lot of us, I was going to say most, I don't know, a lot of us were raised that if you do something that your parent doesn't like, then you get a spanking. So we begin to learn at a very early age, if you don't like something, you hit somebody. You use your force, your will, your power, your strength over them and force the change. And that's never true change. And so if we can start with ourselves and begin to learn how to control our emotions, which doesn't mean not have them. It means have the damn thing and recognize what it is, good information. Like, wow, I'm feeling super upset because this is fucking wrong. This is injustice. But I can't take action from this heightened anger feeling of injustice. I have to stop and sit down and wrap my arms around myself and in my mind wrap my arms around George Floyd and his family and the entire Black community and say, I fucking love you so much. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry for every bad thing that has ever happened in your life, in our lives, in your family's lifetimes. Like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I love you so much. I didn't do that, but I'm sitting here now with you, loving you, supporting you, and knowing in my heart that where I go from here is going to support you and it's going to make your life better. Just because I have released this anger and frustration and fear and worry that things are out of my control and I can't do anything about it. And it's just like, just let yourself feel that for a second without perpetuating in your mind the story that brought that feeling up.
Or jumping on the bandwagon too of whatever movement
train
is, you know, is wheeling by. You know, don't just jump in whatever car and go with the flow. It's like, what do I need to do? What does my immediate soul circle need? What does my community need?
Yeah.
We all have something different to offer the cause. Yeah. We all have a different solution to provide. Mm-hmm. And that isn't jumping on the same bandwagon necessarily. It's, you know, this this is my gift.
Absolutely.
Providing a platform so that, you know, I can give Lisa a voice and give you an opportunity to share your gift.
Absolutely.
You know, me blacking out my social media, I don't know exactly what that does. You know, am I going to get ostracized for that?
Yeah.
But because for me, love doesn't take a day off. Hope doesn't take a day off.
No, not at all.
But, I mean, hello, have I cried through a whole episode before? Probably just when I was having one with you. But, you know, what Lisa talks about of about our vibration. I mean, I can't even talk right now.
I know. It's all right. And you know what? And this is it. Where? Like, allow it.
My
let
heart.
It come. Then let it come. Just sit there. Put your hand over your heart. I love you so much. I love you so much. Yes, and thank you. Yes, 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 yes. And thank you, thank you, thank you. This has come up to show me what my vibration is. Now I can relax and soften around and say, oh, it's only because of that. And now I feel better and solutions come. Connections come, ideas come, and things change. It changes because we allow ourselves to just experience the raw physical sensation of the emotion. And that's all that ever keeps us where we are, is not allowing yourself to move it and let it go. Feel it and let it go. It's fine to feel upset. It's important. It's powerful to feel upset. But you have to allow yourself to move through that and then move forward from a place of confidence, of peace, of knowing that what you're doing is part of the solution, rather than taking wild action because you're upset.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely feel that. And you know, and anybody that knows me or has listened to the show hears me say all the time, the micro choices that we make up the macro of our lives.
Yes.
And it's the same for our society.
Yes.
You know, I had somebody who I care about deeply, who we love each other.
Yeah.
Who is attacking me on a text message yesterday over this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I have to be reminded that we are each on our own journey.
Yes.
And we are here to support each other and meet each other where we are, where they are.
Yes.
And the lovely Edie Osborne taught us that love is the distance between me and you where I can love us both equally.
Yeah.
And hating myself, hating white people, like, you know, hating the way I was raised or our culture or whatever, that's not a solution either.
Yeah.
And, you know, after telling this person, I check my white privilege, but I don't check my intelligence.
Yeah.
And I am very clear and aware, and I move thoughtfully through my life. Yeah. I'm like, I don't understand where you're coming from. And so I feel like so much it is just getting back to your roots, freaking lighting a bowl, meditating, and seriously crying it out, doing whatever. I mean, hell, I'm crying it out on air.
Good.
But, you know, it's just like having that time alone, and I'm like, thank you very much, sir, for sending me that message and forcing me to have a different internal dialogue, because now I'm like, oh, this is truly splintering deep relationships.
Yeah.
This is someone who I never in my life would have thought to tell me to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. Like, we're having to really, really get down to the root.
Yes. Yes. And that is why, as I learned in therapy in my early 20s, the larger vessel yields to the smaller ship. And so when someone says that to you, you know they're struggling. And so you say, bless you. I love you so much. You know, okay, great. Thank you. So now I know that we'll come back together maybe at another time or not. But in this moment, I can just offer you my understanding that you're struggling. It may have upset the shit out of me, you know, and I may have to move. I will have to move my own energy, because if you're human, that would upset you if someone that you love told you that. So you move through that energy, but with the knowledge that this person is struggling. And so he doesn't understand any better than anyone else does, but he doesn't know how to do this, so that he can move through that frustration and look with clear eyes and an open heart at the situation and really see what's going on.
When I get to that point of like, okay, what is the baseline? What is the thing? What is the action?
Yeah.
What is the one collective action that we can all do?
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't matter if you are Joe Blow or the leader of the free world or the leader of a global business.
Yeah.
You do the next right thing.
Yeah. And you know what that right thing is by moving through what you're feeling right now to raise your vibration.
Well,
to
you feel it. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it all is vibration. We all know in the moment what the right thing is. We feel it. It is a vibration in our bodies.
You know what? And I agree with you, but there are groups of folks that are so numb, like there's the high just has to get, it's got to get louder. It's got to get more violent. It's got to get more sexual. It's got to go more extreme because they just can't feel. And that's what the problem is with 90% of people in the world, is that they have no idea how they physically feel in their body. They feel so bad, usually, that it just keeps their thoughts on a negative spiral.
Well, and then that's exactly why cannabis is such an amazing tool.
That is exactly right. THC shuts down your bullshit brain. And all of a sudden, it's like it's quiet. And you're like, oh, this is what's going on.
Well, it's not always quiet. You can hear a voice talking to you, and it's one you probably haven't heard in a really, really long time.
I just remember when I first started smoking, I would know that I had gotten there when I could just sit. And I'd be like, oh, God, there it is. Yes. You know what? And still to this day, that, you know, after my day or whenever I sit down and smoke that bowl, it is like, oh, my God, it's so good. Thank you. Thank you. It's like literally hugging me from the inside. I feel the love because I mean, love is and everything else isn't. So if you're confused about that, let's talk. This is not, it's all bullshit. All this negativity, all this fear, all this is man-made. And so if you can take a step back, take 40,000 steps back and get a way broader perspective of what's going on. If you're overwhelmed, back up. And if you're scattered, focus in. And so where are we in the situation? If you're too focused in and it's upsetting you, then take a big step back and look at it from a larger perspective. And if you can't find that, then ask, what is my higher perspective? What's God's perspective? What is the energy that creates worlds perspective on this? Help me understand. And then just listen. You don't have to answer the freaking question, but you have to ask. And certainly one that you want the answer to. Not how bad is it going to get, but how much better? How much easier can it be? How can I let in more help? How can I see more solutions? How can I be for everyone's greatest good? How can I support more? How can I help more? How can I love more? These are the questions to ask yourself, but let yourself move through the upset before you try to ask questions that you know you don't have the answers to, because you don't have to have all the answers. I mean, that's what all there is for, is to offer you that person that comes up and gives you just exactly what you needed to hear today, or who offers that help, or who buys your lunch, or you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you need? And if you can stop focusing on the negative long enough to get that deep breath of, oh my God, that was exhausting. Man, that didn't feel good. That fucking sucked, actually. I think I'd rather do something different.
Yeah. And I think too.
It's so good. This is so good.
No. But it's like, after we ask what we need.
Yeah.
For me, it's been picking up the phone.
Yeah.
And asking what they need.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I'm like, I'm not playing a social media game. You know, this morning, 7:30, I'm calling Greg. I'm calling my brother-in-law. How are you? What's going on? What do you need? This is how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. I feel lost. I feel confused. I don't know how to help. I don't know how to show you that I love and support you. And he's like, you just fucking did.
Yeah.
But I feel so much that we get drawn into the storyline, the story arc of whatever mainstream media is pumping out. And it's like, if you don't jump on that bandwagon, then you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I live in the fray, you know, I'm a chameleon. I'm a part of every group.
Yeah.
And for me, it's not jumping in to that. It's more of, you know, how can I clearly work through and make myself feel better?
Yes.
But then it's my soul circle. It's, you know, the 5 to 10 to 20 lives that I can touch immediately.
Yeah.
That's how I think I'm going to feel better.
Yes. Well, and you know what? We want to make them feel better, but the way we make them feel better is to just allow us ourselves to go through this. I felt bad most of the day yesterday, and I just was like, oh, well, God bless. No wonder. It's no wonder. Bless my heart. Bless my heart. I wasn't super productive. I didn't get a whole lot done. You know what? Whatever. We cooked muffins. We cooked chicken and rice. What else did we do? You know, we cooked bread. Like, so yes, we got plenty of stuff done, but they were all like heart focused. Like, this is what I do to soothe myself. This is the most important thing, is to allow yourself to be soothed. You deserve to be soothed. You deserve to feel good, because when you feel good, you know what to do. It's clear to you. You take that good feeling and you share it out. And just by your feeling good, it ripples out to everyone in your circle. I'll just have meditations or just be standing out in my yard and bursting with love and appreciation for nature and humanity, listening to my neighbor grilling on one side and mowing their yard on the other and loving them so freaking much I can't even stand myself. And just bursting that love out through my neighborhood, through my city, through my state, through my country, through my world, through all the worlds. you know, on all the timelines and all the universes and all the galaxies. My love is that strong. And that is where our power is. It's not from taking action in a place of upset. It's from allowing ourselves to fully integrate and transmute the upset. Like, yes, God, this is upsetting to me because I've experienced whatever in my own way, but for these whole other group of people, and not just that group, but this group and this group that all have experienced this. And so it's coming now as the time, like, we are fucking done with this shit. And so that's why we just let it be, feel through that, and then from a place of, I am confident.
Power.
I am powerful, and I am ready to take that step. I don't know what the fuck that is, but it's going to show itself, and when it is, I am ready. Because I've gotten ready to be ready. I've allowed myself to relax into what is now, as ugly as it is, and as much as we don't like it, and just let it be okay. And then, as you do that, and it can take you however long it fucking takes you. It doesn't have to take 6 weeks. You know, it can take an hour, it can take 2 days, whatever. Just allow yourself to begin. Investigate what you're thinking when you're feeling upset, and then change those thoughts to a soothing, a supportive, a coach, a teacher, a cheerleader. You're okay. You're okay. You can get through this. You can get through this. It's all right. Just let yourself feel it. Oh, it feels terrible in my stomach. My heart is pounding. Ugh, I feel sick in my throat. Like, this just feels terrible, and it's okay. It's not going to kill me. I never died from having a feeling. And so as I just soothe myself, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, man. Oh, thank God. That was terrible. Oh, I was thinking terrible things, and I was so sad, and it was so upsetting. And now I'm like, oh, well, that's not exactly, I have a different perspective. I've gone up two or three floors so that the view that I get is different than the one I had from the ground. So that's what I'm talking about. Raise your perspective. Feel through the energy, raises your vibration, and then your perspective changes. Everything changes. And we do it over and over, and that's how you change things.
And I think that's part of the situation for so many people, is when you are stuck in that lower vibration, you feel like you're going to be there forever.
Yes.
Kind of like when you're tripping on mushrooms and you're like, oh my God, this has lasted like 2 hours too long. Like, I'm done with this feeling, you know, and it is a challenging thing, but it is that constant reminder, if you are focusing on the feeling in your body, you can follow it and let it move. Like, you know, we've done sessions before, and I'm like, you know, it's in my solar plexus. It's like, oh my God, like, I feel like my chest is tightening. And it's like, oh God, my neck, you know, and you literally, if you focus on those feelings, you can feel them move up, and then eventually, you know, brain freeze, headache, and then, you know, out.
Yeah.
What Lisa talks about of being somebody who didn't use cannabis in that kind of a way in the beginning, and it was just about getting high. I feel like right now, in the situation that we're in, it's very easy to just get super blazed and numb out.
Yeah.
But for someone like her and me and so many others, it's like, this is a really important time to use it as that wellness tool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a blessing. What a true and utter blessing.
So if you could tell people one thing about cannabis and vibration and about starting to use it as a tool, because we are so numbed out by, you know, you mentioned all these things, like, you know, people get completely numbed out to sex because they've spent so much time watching porn that they can't even really connect with their partner, you know, in this one-on-one way. Or, you know, someone who drinks to the point of drunk or smokes to the point of checking out instead of checking in. So right now, if we are trying to have people utilize it in this highly responsible way that will help elevate the consciousness of our planet, what would that be?
I feel like people should become their own investigative journalist. Investigate your feelings. Investigate your thoughts. Investigate the thoughts that are attached to that feeling. Because when we allow ourselves to move the energy, like I feel, and so much, and this is, I wanted to say a while ago, people feel bad and they're afraid, if I allow myself to feel this, it's never going to stop. This is how I felt when I was younger. Like I would have a bad feeling that would make me want to go out and drink or do whatever I did at the time. It's that like wanting to run down the street, tearing your hair out, you know, just screaming like, I just want to get away from this. I cannot deal with this. That's one way. That's like cannabis helps you because it calms your body and it detaches that part of your mind that is so hooked into the physical sensation via the emotional story that's attached to it. And so that's the key to raising your vibration, is allowing yourself to move the energy. So when you add cannabis to your routine and allow yourself to smoke and then soften into, relax around, it's, you're able to raise your vibration a little easier because your mind isn't hooked into it. Because that's the thing, we're all telling a story. We've all got a million stories. This is a story of my life. This is a story of what happens when I drive in traffic. This is a story of my parents. This is a story of the church. This is a story of what I did in school. This is my job. All of these are stories that we tell ourselves. If it's a good story, if it serves you, keep freaking telling it. But if it doesn't serve you, change your fucking story. And when you realize the story that you're telling, if you'll think about how you feel when you're telling that story, that's where the energy is plugged in. If it's in your solar plexus, it's like the outlet that the electrical charge is plugged into. So if you unplug from that and drain the charge out of it, when you plug back into it, the charge isn't there and the thought is different. So be mindful of what you're thinking. Like, am I taking myself down a bad path? Am I taking myself somewhere I want to go? Or am I going where I want to go? Am I focusing positively into the future? Or am I projecting negatively into the future? And then you're going to get whatever you're doing. So think about that. Allow yourself to soften around it. Don't make it a big deal. It's not a big deal. We've been taught this. This is what our media has manipulated us into forever, to think that there's something wrong with you, that you need something more, to be scared. I worked for radio for a while and I had a sales course. And the way to sell is to scare you. So all these listeners, all you people listening, the way I was taught to sell stuff on the radio was to scare you. So think about that for a minute. If someone's trying to scare you, they're trying to manipulate you into buying what they're selling. What the fuck are they selling? Does it work for me? Do I really want that? Or is it just something for me to give them my money and my energy?
Well, and also, and it's the same thing with body image, the mm-hmm. kind of products mm-hmm. you use, the kind of music you listen to. We get spoon-fed all of these things.
Yes. We're told it's popular, and therefore we hear it, and it's popular. There's so many cases of all these influencers online that they didn't get that. They don't have a million fucking followers. I'm sorry. You know, it's just like crazy. Oh, well, yeah, they can manipulate. So much is manipulated.
I get emails all the time. If I want to pay, then I'll wake up the next day with 20,000 followers.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, no, because I want to know that the people that are
genuine
following mm-hmm. me are people that I'm actually having a conversation with, that listen to me, and we have something in
We're
common.
Engaging on a real and important level.
Yeah, that they're not bots or whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, and I've been in the media for my whole career, at least 85% of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to school, mass communications, broadcast journalism degree.
Yeah.
I've been studying the history and ethics of media for a long fucking time.
Yeah.
I worked in newspaper, in radio, and, you know, podcast production, events, the NFL, the PGA Tour. I'm a professional storyteller. So for me to be on heightened alert about mainstream media, my friend told me, I'm sick of your fucking obsession with the media. Well, you know what, buddy? That's been my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm almost 44 and I've been doing this since I was 17.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like I know a little bit more than the average Joe about what happens with the media. I did radio sales too.
Yeah.
You know, I first 5 seconds we got a hook and an emotion, and a low vibrating emotion is the best one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why there's still no ads on this show too.
Yeah.
It's because until like someone's able to pay me what mm-hmm. I'm worth
yeah.
and that we have something in common and a connection and I can, you know, bake your story into my show because it feels good and we share the same
in
ethos.
In a real and meaningful way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Until then, no thank you.
Yeah.
This will be a glorified fucking hobby.
Yeah.
Because it feels good. It's this
service.
Feels good.
That's yes. called service
it
to others.
It is service. Yes. It is service. And I really think, I'm glad you said that because that's the other thing that will make you feel better.
Yes. Help someone.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be
related to anything.
And it doesn't have to be me funding
yeah.
a campaign, or it doesn't yeah. have to be me putting money behind a candidate or me. If I don't know someone directly at an organization right now,
yeah.
I'm a little skeptical to give anybody money.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly willing to, you know, reach out. Are you okay? How are things going in your neighborhood? Please call me if you need anything, yeah. if you want to talk. And being able to have a one-on-one connection
yeah.
and help somebody one-on-one, to me, feels like it's doing me and my friend, the person yeah. on the other end of the line, more good than throwing $20 at an organization.
And that radiates. That's what I'm talking about. We put our hand straight out, and that's where we act. You act locally. Think globally, but act locally. And so what can I do that's within an arm's reach of me that I can actually affect physical change? I can. And if I did need to give money or donate, I'm looking in the eyes of the person that I trust that's going to disseminate that.
Right.
You know, to the people that need it or distribute. But it's just, it's all about feeling good about what we're doing, letting ourselves move through the difficult emotions that are going to come up in times like this. And unfortunately, it's probably not over. You know what I'm saying? Like something. But it doesn't matter, because if we stay calm and keep breathing and keep finding our center and coming back to that place where we know our own hearts and begin to ask ourselves, and that was another thing I was thinking about with Lisa, is that we weren't taught to listen to our own hearts. We weren't taught to think for ourselves. And so thank you for wanting to know something and looking for it and going outside of the normal. Because guess what, folks? There is way more in this universe than our five senses can sense. And enlightenment is developing your central nervous system to begin to perceive energies beyond the five senses.
And I absolutely 100% feel that, because when I'm meditating, mm-hmm. I feel more connected than any other time.
Yes. Yes. So meditate, pray, get quiet, sit in nature, spend time with your grandparents or your children or the people that bring joy to your heart and that ease your mind, and spend less time on those things that upset you. I find myself gravitating away from social media in the past week or so. Like I just can't deal, because I don't know, there's a lot of truth and untruth out there. And I just don't even, I'm disengaging. I'm pulling my energy. I love and support all that is good and right in this world. And it is my intention every day to wake up and be my highest vibration for the highest good of everyone. And if that, I feel that I can't click on that app on my phone, because it lowers my vibration. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing that I can do right now is be my best self, take care of myself and the people around me in the best way that I can, and do what I know to do, which is feel this pit in my stomach, feel this tightness in my heart, feel this clenching in my throat, and soothe myself and get myself to the place where I can soothe you, where I can listen to the tears and be confident enough and strong enough and know that it's okay, so that you can have that. You need that. That's what we all need, is for someone to be here with us that knows that it's okay, so that you can just cry and move through all of that, not knowing that it's going to be okay, because let me tell you, I'm right here and it's all good.
It's all energy and it's all
moving. It's all moving. Bless our hearts.
Yes, and thank you.
Yes, and thank you. I love you so much. I love you so much.
I love you.
I love your listeners. I thank you for listening. I thank you for being a part of this conversation. I thank you, Joanna, for having this conversation. Lisa, for asking your question. I love you so much. I am sending you soothing and support. I am sending the world, the Black community, all of our communities, like, so much love, soothing, healing, peace, ease, and flow. We can get through this. We're going to get through this together. We're going to. This is just a blip in the radar. And we're going to sit around and talk about this. And, you know, our grandkids are going to ask, like, where were you when this happened? What did you do? What was going on? What did you think? And we're going to have stories to tell. And they're going to be stories of love and support and triumph and uniting and coming together for a larger purpose, for everyone's highest good. And it's going to be the most amazing and wonderful and heart-bursting and loving thing we've ever heard. And we're all going to say, oh my God, that fucking sucked, but it was totally worth it, because that was really it. That was the old paradigm, like, fucking burning up, going away. Like, this is just like, blah. And then it would let go. Like, it has, that was the dark before the dawn, you know? And it's okay. We've done hard things, people. We've all done hard things. So keep breathing. I love you so much.
I love you, sister. Damn, man.
I know. Well, and you know what? The hardest thing is wanting to do something and not knowing what to do. And that is why sit down or be mindful through your movement, but feel what you feel and let it go. And then, like, then you know what to do. And then there's no confusion. There's no real upset. You have momentary, like, oh, it'll punch me in the stomach. And I can let that roll on through and say, okay, I just see this as what it is, a system in transition. Mm-hmm. And we're in between here and there.
Yeah.
And once we get there, we'll be moving to somewhere else. So.
Well, and that's the thing. As a species, we're in constant Absolutely. Evolution.
Yes.
And so, as people begin to wake up and begin to start identifying more with their body, yeah. identifying more with themselves as part of a greater community,
yeah.
you know, it's like taking that me, selfish, childish mentality yeah. and, you know, now evolving into a more mature version of yourself that understands not only me, but how I fit into the greater community mm-hmm. and what my responsibilities are to both that community, which by that I mean the human race.
Yes. Yes.
You know, humanity and self and spirit and, like, what, you know, reconciling where you are in all of that and how you can then turn around and be of service.
Yes. And you know what? The first step to that is giving yourself a break. Give yourself the mother of all breaks, and then give that same break to every other sentient being on the planet. Let there be room for something terrible to have happened to this person, for them to have come to this point where they did this terrible thing. I mean, it's hard, and some people don't want to do that, but I am telling you, compassion, that is, it is,
absolutely.
Love is, and we're all to get here. The way that you want to respond to any person in any situation is the way that you would respond with all the love in the world to your mother, to your father, to your child, to your sibling. To you want to respond with love to whoever it is, because guess what? You're me and I'm you, and there's no separation. And what I do to you, I do to myself. So whether I'm holding negative thoughts, you know, or feelings or actions toward you or against you, like, I'm doing that to myself. So when we recognize that, finding the compassion in your heart. And again, that comes from moving the energy, because when you feel terrible, you don't necessarily have compassion in your heart for someone else because you're angry and upset. But if you let that move, you can realize it. You find it. It comes around. So give yourself a break. You're human. And just say, Matt, I'm going to do better every time. I'm going to be the best I can be every time. And if I slip up, I'll do it next time. And I just, that's all there is to it. I'm just going to be my highest version of myself every day. And then endeavor to do so. Set that and let that be your intention. And then just do the best you can. And when you fuck up, say, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'll do better next time. I'm going to, you know, and but not in a way that you're just flogging yourself, but just like, ugh. Next.
Well, and I feel that in through transparency.
Yeah.
So being able to do this show, knowing that I'm like in a super heightened state and on an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
But transparency is what helps.
Yes. Y'all. Yes. Because people are feeling this too. So it's, you know, and often in my sessions, I tell someone my own story. Like, this isn't going to be exactly for you, but you can find yourself in this. So that's what this is for, is to share our hearts and our stories so that they can find that peace that resonates with them, that allows them to open up and soften around whatever it is they need to open up and soften around. And
well, and two, I think that for someone who is not comfortable doing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, who hasn't spent time or is afraid of talk therapy or talking stuff out. You know, you always say our feelings, that's good information.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for so many people, if they can consume cannabis in whatever way works for them and be still, be quiet, take time to meditate, I think they will be surprised by how their feelings inform them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what their higher self might be telling them in that moment. And it could be difficult to reconcile. It could mean, oh, wow, I just had a flash of some really shitty shit that I did to somebody mm-hmm. in college that, wow, I wouldn't ever dream of doing that now. But God, I owe that person an apology or, you know, how can I make up for that? Or, you know, all kinds of shit will come up, the way you handled family relationships or...
A note on that, when you have that, because trust me, this will occasionally, I'll be like, oh, Dion says, what's wrong? I'm like, I just had a memory. And it's like, okay, what do I do? Because there again, I've got to do something. I need to reach out and consciously like tell this person or, but what you need to do is feel through the energy of it and then send them your love. And your higher self, talk to their higher self and say, I'm so sorry. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to offend you. I never, ever meant to ever hurt someone. And if I did, I'm sorry. Or when I did, I'm so sorry that I did that. But you can do this all in your own mind, in your own heart, in your own space. You don't have to throw yourself on the ground in front of a million people. Like, this is a very personal thing. Nobody else exists. We live in a vibrational universe. We are energy. There is not anything else. Everything is vibration. And so, like, don't take it so personally.
And the other thing, too, we also know that our vibrational field extends outside of our body.
Absolutely.
So you and I sitting here right now together, our energy is intertwined.
Yeah.
And so you have to be aware of how you show up in a room, how you show up in your community, how you show up in the world. Like, that is our responsibility.
Yeah.
It's also our gift.
Yes. 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 Yay.
Oh, sis.
It's all good. Even when it doesn't look like it, even when it doesn't feel like it, it's all good. You know what? And I can fucking say that because we got Dion through stage 4 breast cancer in 5 months. And I'll tell you right fucking now, it did not look okay for a while.
Yeah.
But guess what? Here we are, and she's got more and thicker hair than she had in the 16 years that we've been together. I mean, honestly, things happen differently than we think they're going to.
If we allow that.
If, you know, and even when we don't know it's going to be, it still turns out. I mean, most people's lives are better and better and better. But it's like literally things will get better, but we'll still have a negative mindset. So it's just being aware of where is your thoughts going? Are you spiraling up or spiraling down? And is that where you want to go? Before you get there, like, don't wait till you've crashed, but just begin to notice, intend to notice what you're thinking and the direction of your thoughts and whether they are supportive of you and others or projecting negatively into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to begin to do that. That's the start. Just
that
noticing.
Is the start. And that's what I was just thinking. That's the best start. So imagine we're all on autopilot.
Yeah.
And now wake up. So you wake up, you know, what speed are you at? Speed limit 75? Are you going 60? Do you need to bump it up?
Are you heading for a brick wall?
Fiery crash dead ahead. What's going on? That noticing. That's an actionable step. Yep. Doesn't cost money. Mm-mm. Doesn't take much time. Mm-mm.
You don't have to ask anybody. Nobody fucking knows what you're thinking. This is all about you. It's all in your, all in your head. And you know what? Your mind is a fabulous servant, but a terrible master. That's why you ask yourself questions. How can I let this be easier? How can I soften around this? How can I help more? How can I let more help in?
Use your Think and Grow Rich analogy.
So Think and Grow Rich is a book. It tells you the secret. And it's talking throughout the whole book. It tells you the secret. Like, we're going to tell you, you have to do this work or whatever you have to do. But it's different for every single person. Like, if you feel like you have to dig a ditch to make money, to do other things, then that's what you're going to do. If you think you have to manipulate someone or, you know, like, wherever you are in your level of consciousness is where you're going to engage that practice. And so as you raise your vibration, the amount of physical work that you do is naturally going to decline because you're going to take inspired action. So then the amount of work that you do is going to be after focusing your energy and pulling all your resources together, and then boom, you do it and it gets done. It's not starting out scattered and not knowing what's happening and having to do all this physical work. So it's literally figuring out where you are and what you feel like.
What's focusing on the end result.
Yeah.
I guess the reason I said that, because I feel like right now there's so many people like me. What am I supposed to do? What is the right, what's the next right thing? How can it be most helpful? But if I don't focus on the ditch I need to dig to get to unity and one love and peaceful, hopeful, you know, society,
mm-hmm.
if I focus on that, my community being in harmony, like my environment being respected, the planet being, you know, supportive.
So all those things, and find the feeling of it. God, it feels so good. I love that everyone has come together. It feels so good. This whole thing was crazy. And then all of a sudden, this is what it looked like right before everything came together. And people came out of their homes and the dark clouds passed. And then we all got along and everyone got to be who they were and were positive and helpful and supportive in society in whatever way looked and felt best, you know, for them. Each person got to do and be who they were. And man, it just, after all that crap, then it was just, it all came together and what a relief. And the environment just kept on getting better and better and better. And they changed regulations and now these things are better and that's different. And, you know, just tell your story and find the physical sensation of you just like kicked back, legs up, arms behind your head. Like, what a relief. Like, that is so much better. Find the feeling place. That's how you're creating anything. That is how you create heightened emotion and moving in the direction of what you want. And if you're visualizing, you have to find the physical sensation. Tune in to that ease, that happiness. And that's what it is. It's always fucking ease. It's like, oh, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to, you know, I can relax. And it's because everything is how I want it. And I love it. I love the weather and the seasons and the new technologies that have been,
used for good.
Exactly.
Instead of,
exactly. And how all this caveman technology that we've been using just to put money in Big Oil's pocket is now something different because we've changed and the vibration has risen, and what's available is now people can see it rather than being manipulated into thinking this is the only way to freaking do these things. So,
well, yeah. And I just, for me, the idea of trying to figure out how to make change, you know, that's the $1 million question. But the solution is just to visualize us being there.
Exactly.
And allow the energy and the vibration and the collective uplifting to guide us there.
Yes.
I mean, it's like floating in a lazy river. Once you're there and everyone's together, it's just like nobody's having to, like, you know, paddle or do whatever. Yeah. You're just sitting in your floaty, having your cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Floating down the lazy river. Like, that's what I want things to be. Yeah. And it's not my sole responsibility to get us there. It's not Lisa's responsibility. It's not yours. Yeah. But if we can all link our proverbial energetic arms in unity and the general love of humanity.
Yes. And that's how finding, you know, moving through the difficulty and finding that peace, and then having your eyes open, like be open to what's coming, like who you see when you're walking around the house or when you walk out of the house and go out into your neighborhood or to the store. Be open because you've asked. You want to be of service. You want to help people. You want to make the world a better place. You want something to be different. So now look, keep your mind open and your eyes open for those opportunities.
Allow the change.
Yeah.
Because that's part of, I think, this texting situation that I had yesterday morning, driving in the ruts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same story over and over. It's the same construct.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt so ugly. And I'm like, don't ever talk to me like that again. And then by the end, it did get to, well, I just, you know, I want to know what the solution is. And I'm like, well, that would have been a better first question.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think there are so many people that are racking their brains for, like, what's the quick fix on this?
Yeah.
But we clearly know that this is a systemic problem that's gone on forever. Mm-hmm. And the one thing we haven't tried is the raising of collective consciousness.
Yeah.
Like, everything else is, let's start another organization. Let's do this. Let's do that. Well, how about we just love each other?
Exactly.
Let's try that one.
And that is literally, it doesn't take that long. I mean, if we all collectively, individually raise our vibration by just allowing what is to be and relax around it, things can change much more quickly than, and that's the fucking, people think it's got to take a long time. It's going to be 10 years getting right. It doesn't have to be that way. Do you want it to take 10 years? Because if you're saying that, you're literally creating that it's going to take 10 years. But it can be. We have a very huge hand in creating our reality. Are you listening to someone else? Are you letting someone else create your reality? Or are you doing it yourself? You have to get mad enough at all the bullshit to take control of your own fucking life. And be like, okay, you know what? That's bullshit. That's bullshit. And that's bullshit. Now, what do I know to be true? I'm good. I love. I think everyone should love. I recognize people struggle. Here, okay, these are my truths. And now move forward from that and be open to the outlets for information or for, you know, whatever that shows up for you. And then discern. Feel what it feels like. Are they whipping you into a frenzy? Are they scaring you? Are they soothing you? Are they informing you in a way that is like, here we go? So you have to know. And that is the bottom line. You're in control.
And another thing, just from my own personal experience, you know, if you do need to have these dialogues, don't fucking text your friends shitty shit.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Talk to them. Hear their words. Hear their tone.
Yeah.
Hear the upset or outrage or whatever in their voices. You know, we're at a situation where technology, communicating through technology, through social media, these are not the ways to create connection and unity and to embrace your neighbor or your family. Get old school, motherfuckers. Pick up a phone.
Exactly.
Go see somebody. Write a letter. Use the tools that we have been using forever to connect and to, you know, have these uncomfortable dialogues sometimes. It isn't fair to the relationships that you've established to, you know, go off half-cocked right now.
Yeah.
So it's your responsibility to get control.
Yeah.
To listen and to feel your own feelings before you reach out.
Yeah.
But reaching out is, I mean, it's everything right now.
It is. Yes. I also, because I too have one of these relationships, and what I know to be true is that I don't need him to think or believe anything for me to love him. And whatever happens is going to happen, and we're going to still be together. So in the beginning, because it's very human for us to want to be in harmony
aligned
with our people. Mm-hmm. And when we find we're not, it's our knee-jerk reaction to try to educate them.
To drag them over to our side of the fence. I mean, wait, we're together. I need you to like, be with
come
me
on
this.
You're with me, right? So anyway, just giggle at yourself. Bless your heart. And then soothe. Like, I mean, of course, I didn't giggle at myself initially because I was upset. But I just, as I move through my energy around these things, it always comes back to the truth, which is breathe, calm, love, peace, like allow yourself to come down. You have to just allow yourself to come down from that.
You know, one of the things that I do regularly is, you know, repeat mantras to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling things getting weird where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
And so I left Oakland.
Yeah.
And I got in my car and I went on a road trip and I went to the ranch. And now, you know, I'm in a small town in fucking Texas right now. But when I was in Oakland and things were feeling weird, when I was out in my head, I would say, I'm safe.
Mm-hmm.
I am safe. I am loving awareness.
Yeah.
You know, just saying the things that helped me stay
mm-hmm.
where I know to be,
yeah.
where I know I am most effective.
Mm-hmm.
And another one that I have added to my daily mantra regimen is I am in vibrational alignment with truth.
Yes.
We're constantly questioning the person that's not on the same side of the fence as us
yeah.
or, you know, questioning their scruples or whatever, you know, but it's like I took offense to somebody saying that they thought I was mistaking my intelligence for, mm-hmm. you know, like some fringe radicalism mm-hmm. shit or whatever. And I'm just like, no, everything that comes before me, I'm like breathing through it and I am in vibrational alignment with truth. Where does this sit with me?
Yeah.
Where does this resonate? When I read this, when I see this, when I experience this, how do I feel that in my body? Does it feel good to mm-hmm. me? Do I feel like I'm doing the right thing?
Yeah.
Do I feel like this resonates with who I am as a human and what my role of service is to my fellow man and woman? Mm-hmm. So I was completely offended. But I think clearly everyone doesn't do that,
yeah.
but it's certainly the best barometer I think we have right now.
Yeah.
I don't think that turning on the news or getting involved in, you know, some big conversation about it
yeah.
is really the best thing for me right yeah. now.
No.
I take everything in.
Yeah.
I'm listening to what everyone says. I get mainstream and fringe news
yeah.
because I want to take all of it in.
Yeah.
But then I get to decide
yeah.
where that fits into my life and into the trajectory that I'm on. And I would encourage more people to do that. I feel like it's a lost art, but all of a sudden we're in a point where we have the time
mm-hmm.
and there's a direct need
yep.
to get more in touch with that.
investigative journalism, your feelings, your thoughts, the news, the
Nancy you know, information. Drew that shit.
That's exactly right. Yeah, check it out. Check it out. Don't believe anybody. Do your own research. Search your own heart. Find your own piece of quiet and relax and allow yourself to just to get still. And more things come to you than you would possibly know if you'll just take a few minutes every day. And you don't have to spend hours and hours, but just 5 minutes in the beginning of your day, 3 minutes, 2 to 3 seconds, 2 to 5 seconds, just relaxing in conscious awareness.
Taking a breath at the top of every hour with the Be Love app that's coming soon.
Excellent.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I think that's important. But Lisa Lou, I sure hope that this has been helpful for you. It's definitely been a therapy session for me. Yay. That I didn't get charged for.
Thanks for bringing it up. Thanks for the question. Thanks for engaging and asking things that I think a lot of people probably have questions about. So I think it's beautiful.
Well, I love you, and I appreciate what you do.
Thank you. I'm so proud of you. I love you so much, and this is a wonderful service, and I love listening to your podcast. Thank you. And thank you for letting me be on it. I think it's so sweet.
I love it. Subscribe to Casually Baked, the podcast, and you'll help other people find it.
Puff, puff.
Pass it on.
Yeah.
What do you say? Are you ready to raise your vibration? If you're fearful of what's happening in the world right now, or you're ready to move through past traumas or mend broken relationships in your life, I hope you'll reach out to my blood and soul sister at crystalnuding.com. That's CrystalNuding.com. Listen, we've all hurt and been hurt, and we all deserve to feel better. Like Crystal said, let's give each other and ourselves the mother of all breaks. Lower those pointing fingers. Put down the fucking pitchforks. Drop the bricks and raise your motherfucking vibration. A member of our Casually Baked tribe shared her experience with Crystal's consciousness coaching practice. She wrote, "My experience working with Crystal has been transformative in terms of my own mental and emotional state, my physical body, and my understanding of the capacity of energy healing practitioners." Crystal addresses both the quote-unquote story we tell ourselves in a similar vein to cognitive therapies, and also the deeper physio-spiritual pieces that I have less ability to put words around. What I can say is that for me, Crystal has helped provide relief, healing, and guidance in ways I both understand and in ways I don't understand, but have fully experienced and know to be true. I found an intense series of sessions really helpful a few times in my life when I was ready for change, open to healing, and utterly unable to do so without expert guidance. Crystal provides a depth of experience and creates a safe space while always gifting me with powerful words and ideas that I find myself pulling out and using as tools years later. Sometimes I even write them on sticky notes on the fridge. Her words are powerful, and they've served me well as mantras when I needed hope, laughter, and growth. Today, I continue to work with Crystal when I feel stuck and need to hit reset. She guides me back into a mindset and physical state where I reconnect to my healthiest self. If you're curious, there's likely a reason. I was driven by a desperate desire to feel better, and addressing my brain and body separately in more standard therapies was failing to bring relief. I was tired of surviving. The work I've done with Crystal has been critical to thriving, and today I thrive. As Crystal would say, yes and thank you. Together. I hope you'll share this podcast with your soul circle and anyone you know that's stuck in a rut. Please rate and review Casually Baked the podcast on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. if you want to help amplify this highly responsible content. Your voice matters, my friend, and so does this message. So puff, puff, pass it on. It's a high time. We had a high time together. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.